Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We are 41 days out from the most important midterm election of modern memory, and we're going to talk about all about it today. KT McFarland, Gordon Chang, Will Barclay from the New York Assembly will be with us, and we start with Peter Navarro. It's a power-packed show. Stay right here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us. Friends, we're 41 days out. And if you're not actively engaging your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, and planning on not just showing up yourself on November 8th, but helping them get there, making sure that they know what's at stake on the ballot. We've got to run this race for the next 41 days like our hair's on fire and like we're 200 points behind. Now, yesterday, Newt Gingrich said something that I found to be very refreshing. He thinks that there is a big wave coming. Because the issues are so bad, and even this little bump that supposedly got Biden kind of out of the doghouse a couple of weeks ago, that's really turned into not much of anything. Someone else who's watching it is Peter Navarro, who has just authored the book Taking Back Trump's America, and he's of course part of the Trump team from 2016 all the way through his final day at the White House, and continues to advocate for the president. And I've seen, Peter, welcome back. I've seen a very testy interchange between you and former Senator Al D'Amato firsthand. I was curbside witness to that in the studio when that went down. But I want to start with that. Election integrity matters. And when you have things like what Dinesh D'Souza has produced in his film 2000 Mules, what your papers that you wrote at the end of the Trump administration revealed, There's a reason why people should be concerned that their votes are going to count this go around, isn't there?
Kevin, the only way to take back Trump's America is to start with the Congress and this election in November. The only way to overwhelm the likely election fraud we're likely to see again is to just have a landslide. And that means boosting turnout in every Republican district and precinct around this country. And look, this whole, who knows kind of what these suppression polls are telling us about the Dems versus the Republicans. I know this, whatever bump Biden might have gotten in the last weeks or months, it's evaporated. Yeah. With the collapse, not only of the stock market, but the bond market. We're seeing interest rates rise on a daily basis. Mortgage rates are approaching 7% now. The misery index, which is going to be the combination of the unemployment rate and interest rates, will soon be in Jimmy Carter territory. And there's no way in the next 40 days that the Democrats are going to be able to talk the American people into ignoring any of that. You know, my only question, Kevin, is whether the Republicans are going to be sensible enough to focus on the economy, stupid, the economy, inflation, the economy, stagflation, the markets, the loss of your pensions,
right,
the inability to buy gasoline, food, your wages being eroded by inflation. And when you have fools like Lindsey Graham out there diverting everybody's attention back to the social issues, which the Democrats love to run on right now because the economy's a mess, that's what I worry about. In the Taking Back Trump's America book, there's a great story about Lindsey, which ends with, let's form a Lindsey Graham free zone in the White House when Trump gets back there. And I told the boss, and I actually told the boss this, hey, whatever Lindsey tells you and you do the opposite, you'll be doing the right thing.
Well, I have great respect for some of the things that Lindsey Graham has done throughout his career. I'm gonna be more deferential than you on that point. But let me bring up this idea, yeah, because I think we were right around the time the Mar-a-Lago raid went down. I thought this is really an intersection here. If the former president takes the microphone and starts beating people over the head with January 6th and Mar-a-Lago and all the rest, not that he doesn't have a right to, but that if he did, it would detract from the criminal element, which if you're in a city like Chicago or New York or some of these places, you're facing it every day. There's guns being pointed at you as you walk down the street. Or whether it's the inflation that you were just talking about, the gas prices, the supply chain problems. These are the types of things that are kitchen table, you know, politics that everybody understands. And to 45's credit, he has done everything asked of him. He's gone out and campaigned and endorsed people. His nominees have overwhelmingly populated the Republican slate for November. And he's been able to express himself but not hog all the attention. And I think in light of that, you may see a Governor Zeldin in New York. I think you will see a Governor Lake in Arizona. I think Ron DeSantis is going to win re-election in a landslide. And I think it's going to be because they all got out there. They started talking about what you're talking about and how they're going to actually fix it, which is going to set up that 2024 cycle. And I would love to think about this, Peter, but if President Trump can get a Congress that's truly his nominees won and broke through, he could get a lot more done in that second term.
There's no question. The first thing that has to happen when the Republicans take control of the Congress is to stop digging the hole that the Democrats have been digging in on stagflation. We need to stop spending trillions more, but also use the leverage we're going to have in terms of debt ceiling limits and those kinds of maneuvers to roll back some of this stuff. There's no reason on God's good earth, Kevin, why we should give the Internal Revenue Service $8 billion upfront, a lump sum payment to double its size to come after us. There's no reason for that, and there's no reason to give the Environmental Protection Agency $4 billion up front to go after farmers and ranchers for what they do on their land. Those are the kinds of insanities that Congress has been stuffing in their bills, and the idea that they call it the Inflation Reduction Act.
It's such a fraud.
The Taking Back Trump's America book, I think, is useful for this campaign, because it clearly articulates what we stand for. As a party, we all agree on tax cuts, low tax burden for the middle class, low regulatory burden for small business, most of all to fight inflation right now, strategic energy dominance. We all agree that where we disagree, Rhino Republicans versus Trump, is on two key issues: securing the southern border. Trump Republicans love that, but the rhinos want to bring that cheap labor across to help the corporations which fund them. And then the second is, I was the tip of the spear on this in the White House, it's bringing home our manufacturing base.
Yes.
Tariffs and buy American, hire American. The reason why that's important now, Kevin, to fight this stagflation is because our supply chains, the fragility of them all around the globe, are causing tremendous cost push inflation, which is leading to this stagflation, which is the 1970s style recession plus inflation. And that's why it's not just the stock market going down, which goes down on recession, but the bond market goes down on inflation. And it's just when we have credit cards with high interest rates, housing at high interest rates, everything we do in life at high interest rates, that's a recipe for hell. Remember, Kevin, the 70s lasted 10 years of stagflation. That was a very long time, and we're only in about the first or second inning of this.
And I lived through that, and I remember the gas lines wrapping around the block. So, yes. You know, depending on the letter that your license plate started with, and sitting in my dad's hot Plymouth Duster that didn't have air conditioning. I just remember it like yesterday. It's called Taking Back Trump's America. Peter Navarro is its author. And Peter, thank you for checking in with us. We will talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure.
There it goes.
In regards to Lindsay, by the way.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.